Three, two, one. Welcome back, everyone, to the...
Oh, I'm doing it? Oh.
Yeah.
Slideshow!
Podcast. I am your host, Connor Cates. And we are here. You're here, too. Along with my co-host.
Wanting a sports, or Anthony, or in the draft, or hoping Dalvin Cook does not drop 80 fantasy points, but I don't think he will.
Yeah, those are your names. That is your entire birth name. Welcome back to the Slide Drop Podcast. It's been a while. First 5 days after the Phoenix race, I just was busy, and then the next couple days we tried it, and then I got sick, and we didn't use that one. And I've been sick for the past 3 days, but I'm back to 100%. We are back, and we are here to discuss multiple things. Did you have a game, or do you want me to do my game?
You can do your game, because my game was going to be the same game as last time, but we were going to play that game, so it wouldn't really work.
Yeah, okay. And as well, we're going to do the Phoenix review, of course, because we didn't talk about Phoenix. And then in the end, we're going to do some debating on what drivers could win championships out of the people that are left, which will probably come second after the talk about Chase Elliott, because that would make chronological sense. But let's just get into it. Phoenix, we'll talk about how we felt about the race afterwards, because we agree in a way on the race. So let's go. Anything did you see anything early that surprised you, came to mind?
Well, what surprised me early was Chase Elliott being sent to the rear. That was a surprising factor in that race.
That was a surprising factor.
But that wasn't really part of the race. So that kind of
was because he sort of had to call back.
It
didn't take.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't like he during the race he was not sent back to the rear. So I don't know if that counts. That's my point.
Anyway. Logano takes the lead early. Does battle with Denny Hamlin as Chase Elliott slices through the field. Early on, Chase Elliott's the best car. It's not particularly close. Elliott is third into the competition caution. I could be wrong. I know Logano leads at the competition caution with Hamlin second. Did you watch the Radioactive for this race?
I did. Chase Elliott was excited because he won the race.
And I live in my room. Man, messed it up. House. Joey Logano won stage one. I have it written down here. This isn't great. There was no passing in the first stage, to my recollection, for the lead at least. Of course, Chase Elliott passed 33 cars. So, Jimmy Johnson starts out pretty good, running top 15 early on in the race, in his last race, of course. Lots to talk about Jimmy Johnson. I just want to remember him based on his final three seasons, but his whole career before that. He missed the playoffs in his career twice. Ever. He led the points as a rookie. He won 5 straight championships, won 7 titles. Let's just remember him for that.
Come on. Throw it to Thielen or Jefferson. Thielen.
I don't even got it.
Touchdown, Adam Thielen. That's huge for my fantasy team.
Good call, Rick Allen.
Ryan Blaney!
Great slide job by Elliott to get to the lead. And then this is probably my favorite part of the race besides, like, the post-race festivities. You there?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson leads at during green flag pit stops. They're cycling. Chase comes back after pitting a couple laps early and then passes Jimmy to unlap himself as Jimmy goes in the pit lane. Sort of felt like a passing of the torch. We saw a literal passing of the torch.
They did not have a torch.
I know, I'm joking. Yeah. Because last week
gets this worked. Sour Patch Kid has a tail. That's cool. Yep. I'm sorry, continue.
That was one of the most random things that's ever been said on this show. And hey,
I'm eating Sour Patch. I have.
Okay, good. Context. Yes. Good. Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids that are 2 times bigger than the normal Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh,
and it has like a little tail sticking out of it.
I love the yellow ones. Those are my favorite.
Red ones and blue ones are the best ones.
I don't like blue.
I also have peanut M&M's, Kit Kats, and Oreos because it was my birthday.
Okay, Oreos are great, but you gotta go with regular M&M's, and I don't like Kit Kats. Keselowski.
How?
Well, I've only had them twice, but I just don't like the it's what is in there? Peanut butter?
In a Kit Kat?
Yeah.
It's just a chocolate wafer.
Okay, I don't like wafer. I like solid milk chocolate.
So you like Hershey's?
Yes.
Hershey's is phenomenal. I will agree with that.
Keselowski finally working after early on he was probably the fourth best car. Because Hamlin actually started out the race pretty good, which I forgot about. He and Elliott have one of the better battles of the race, side by side, headed to the final finale of stage two, and then Brad Keselowski. You want to break down the final little lap of stage two?
Brad Keselowski passed Chase Elliott, come out turn four for the stage win.
Thanks. Elliott.
Okay, wait.
What?
Oh, yeah, okay, so I forgot for a second. Let me ask you this question. If okay. Brad Keselowski's pit crew...
No, he doesn't beat him. Elliott okay. wins.
That was my question.
Yeah, I assumed that was going to be your question. Logano and Elliott in stage three battling. Logano's just too far behind, though. Elliott gets there and leads. Logano's first to pit road. In the final pit stop of the race, Chase is second, and Logano comes out first by about 2 seconds, I believe. But Keselowski, like you just mentioned, has a really bad pit crew all day long, sort of like Ryan Blaney all year. Sort of like Ryan Blaney all year, which you would have thought that they would have been the best pit crew, seeing as they pit crewed for Cindric the day before and won a championship. Logano going to get passed by Elliott, and it's going to just basically be over by that point, except for a little bit. There was a little bit in there where Logano started to close a tiny bit with like 20 to go, but then fell back and then got passed by Brad. I love – this is a great part. Chase Elliott.
So, Connor, let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you think Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson can combine for 17 more fantasy points?
Easily.
Okay, good. Because that means I would be – I'm sorry, this isn't NASCAR related. But I feel like people would probably come from our accounts more than anything else, so they probably care about
football. Overlap, yeah. So, and I feel like if you do a Venn diagram, people that watch NASCAR and people that like football, they're sort of the same.
That's true. So I – because you know that league I asked you to be a part of?
Yeah.
If I win
– receivers from the same team?
I picked Justin Jefferson off waivers.
Holy steal.
Exactly.
Why did no one draft him? This was like an eight week this season fantasy draft.
No, not this one. Not the one that like you said it was like $50 free in the very beginning of the year. Like before this ever started. Oh,
way early, okay.
Way early.
That makes
sense. And against like the ESPN Deportes people. I'm only 7-3 and in third place. That's pretty solid.
I'm 5-5 in our league.
I tied. How do you tie?
If you tie, the bench points win. Let's get back to the race.
No, I literally tied. Like, I have a tie.
And right now?
Go to our league.
Okay, well, the people with the most bench points are going to lead or win unless the bench points are tied too. I don't want to leave the podcast app because that seems to be the beginning of the trouble.
I can leave the website. Right. Anyway, here, I will.
Let's just keep going here. Chase Elliott.
Sorry for our football break, everybody. Back to NASCAR.
This is one of the best moments of the race. Gustafson's telling Chase, wait for a caution, wait for a caution. And if you watch the Dale Jr. download, which I do on a very consistent basis, Chase Elliott said he was literally just waiting for a caution. He knew.
Chase Elliott was also hungover during that episode.
He was.
I watched it.
It was good. He was.
He drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, beer.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying.
Chase Elliott wins the Monster Energy Cup Series Championship. That was pretty solid.
Al Robinson for like 7 yards.
That was pretty solid. That Rick Allen pressure was pretty good.
It was.
We see
Chase Elliott. That was good. That was a better one.
Chase Elliott wins. That one wasn't as good. Chase Elliott's crying post-race. You don't see emotion from Chase Elliott much. He has the emotion of a brick. So
that was one of the better things on the show.
So he actually cried for once, which is pretty cool. Jimmy Johnson finishes his career, wraps it up in P6. You gotta love P5. It. Or P5. I don't know why.
Top five for Jimmy, like his first of the year.
No.
Not actually the first, but there's like a couple.
Yeah, like 5, 6, 4.
No chance. It's more than 3.
It's definitely 5. I think it's this because I don't.
Okay,
know.
So name them. You got Dover,
Vegas. And this one.
No. Well, yeah. I didn't watch Vegas.
First Vegas race.
I didn't watch that one. There's probably another one in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's multiple more. I just can't think of them. Chase Elliott has been the most clutch driver this year. Do you agree?
Can I say that Kevin Harvick is not in that running?
Well, he is, but he's not clutch.
He's not clutch.
No. So Elliott has been, right?
Correct. So Elliott is the clutcher driver. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying third, it's anyone but Kevin Harvick.
Oh, I see. It's third. I thought you were asking, so we're not adding Kevin Harvick to the list? Like, clearly not. My bad. Chase Elliott had won 3 of the last 5 races, had to win his way in, could not have pointed his way in.
John Hunter Nemechek posted something.
Ooh, talk about it.
Do you want to read it? Let me
preface this. We are filming this the day John Hunter Nemechek announced that he was not returning to Front Row Motorsports, and we got an update.
I am so thankful for the chance that Bob Jenkins, Jerry Freeze, and all of our partners took on myself this past season. I would like to thank every employee for the opportunity and the hard work that they put into myself and the number 38 team at Front Row Motorsports. They weren't in the front row. I am grateful for my time, relationships, and all
he didn't say that.
He did not say that. No, I said that. He did not say that. And all the knowledge I have gained. I appreciate the patience of our fans with future plans to be announced at a later date.
Yeah, that came out a while ago, right?
He did not say the front row part.
Okay, so it's just added something. Yeah.
People are saying he's fire.
John Hunter Nemechek killing his career on site. No, I don't know. But it's not the smartest move. What'd you think of the race at Phoenix?
The racing itself was disappointing, but I was definitely happy with the winner.
Agreed. I did not the race.
Hey, 2022 Roval at night.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's going to be a thing.
Welcome to slide job number 712. We're going over the Roval.
What?
Welcome to slide job. Oh, wait. Did we hear about... I'm on Twitter right now and stuff keeps coming up. Did you hear about the Joseph Lombard YouTuber guy?
Yeah, I watched him for like a day a long time ago. I didn't care for him.
Did you hear about what happened now?
Yeah, I did hear about it.
Okay. I'm done on Twitter. We can stop now.
Scumbag, basically. This race was disappointing in a lot of different ways, but the ending was not disappointing. Chase Elliott wins.
Chase Elliott wins.
I keep saying Monster Energy Cup Series, but it's not that anymore. You know, here's a fun fact. Do you want a fun fact?
Chase Elliott won the NASCAR Cup Series championship.
Chase Elliott won the NASCAR Cup Series championship before Jimmy Johnson won his first race. Jimmy Johnson won his first race when he was 25.
That's not true. That's not true. Oh, that's true. I thought because you just stopped by saying Chase Elliott won a race before Jimmy won the championship. I was like, that's not true.
Did you think I forgot he won 83 races?
I don't know. I was like, well, that's definitely not true.
Yeah, I'm just baiting. No. Chase Elliott, by age, won a championship before Jimmy Johnson won his first career race. Also, people don't remember, Chase Elliott was like 4 laps away from getting into the championship for his age 21 season. So, this kid's been good for a while. But he deserved it. He was the second best driver all season. Spoilers for next week's prediction, might not be next week. We've got a lot of things for me in my life happening next week. But for the award show coming at some point. But when it mattered most, he made up for maybe the midseason struggles, which I agree with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the Dale Jr. download. They were saving their stuff. They were making sure they wouldn't give away everything. Just a really good season all around. Overall, what did you think of Chase Elliott's season?
Overall? He deserved more than 5 wins.
Yeah. Charlotte, 600.
Okay, so you can, I want you to know this right now. You can make the case that Chase Elliott is the best driver in NASCAR. I don't think it's true, but I think you can argue for it.
I don't think you can make the case, seeing as how Harvick also has the championship.
I believe,
and also
you, can, won I believe you can make the case. Especially going into this next year with the road courses and this horse. And this
let's call him the best driver in the Cup Series because of what's going to happen next year. Someone yesterday told me
you can make the case.
Someone yesterday told me Derek Hemery should be in the MVP race because he's going to go off in December, and I'm like, what does that matter? Like, what does that matter?
You can make the case, Connor. Okay,
he's top five.
Ryan Blaney's one. Cole Custer is two.
Agreed. Stenhouse third.
Him and Timmy Hill are close third. Two or four. And then Denny Hamlin is five.
Fifth? Yeah, I was debating between Logano. So Elliott's not top five. It's basically what you think. In our stupid.
No, list. He's zero. Because zero is
you know what that. You know what that list sounds like? An NBC Sports list.
Hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Power rankings. Those power rankings are the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Power rankings don't belong in NASCAR. They just don't.
Especially when you put in, they put in like the all Cup three series in yeah. one. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So, let's get to the post race celebration. We get Jimmy Johnson waving to the crowd. Chase Elliott doing his burnouts. Joey Logano being Logano by not having a one final time hat on, which was
I guess, made me mad.
I guess support your calls by coming third in the points. Did you hear his post race interview?
Logano or Chase Elliott?
Yeah, Logano.
The one where he was next to horse.
I don't know, but I know he in the thing he said. I always tell my crew that. If we win the championship. If we don't win, we get stronger. And sadly, we got stronger. Cool.
Was he next to Brad? Because I watched that interview. I remember. I don't know if
I don't know if he was next to Brad. He was zoomed in straight on his face, which was a scary sight.
At least it wasn't Brad's face.
Whose face is worse, Brad Keselowski or Joey Logano?
Brad Keselowski.
NFL
was unaware of alleged incident involving Antonio Brown before he was reinstated with the Buccaneers.
Whoa, so they're even looking into it. That's weird.
Take him out of the league again. I don't like him.
What was the best what was the best moment of post race, Anthony?
Post race.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Funniest or best, because I can name the funniest one.
You can do both, but my favorite part is Rick Hendrick hugging Chase with Jimmy hugging both of them. That was the best moment.
No, I think
But you can do both.
Okay, so the best was I think when they passed the torch when Jimmy pulled up next to Chase in the front stretch. I think the funniest is when Alex Bowman went up behind Chase Elliott and Chase Elliott just, like, ignored him for, like, a second.
I didn't notice that.
It was quite funny. And then he turned around and I was like, oh. But, like, it was pretty funny.
That's top one of the one funny moment in post-race.
There was probably more than that.
Really?
Probably.
What other ones?
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. fell down.
Oh, wow, he wrecked.
No, he after came in and out. Ryan Preece blew up.
He does that every race.
In common things that happened, Ryan Preece blew up.
I would make the argument he was worse than Matt Kenseth. Although, Ryan Preece does have a pole this year.
What race?
Darlington.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
This is more of a rambly one, but I don't care. We're to the season finale. Next week, so we're just more of a rambling thing. Here's a rambling thing I want to say. I've been watching an unbelievable amount of Kyle Larson stuff. I watched his
He is dirt a Kyle stuff. Larson I, fan.
I watched every single dirt win for 2020 for Kyle Larson. Highlights, not the entire race. I'm not a madman. I watched highlights of every single race win in NASCAR. Oh, all of them. Even his Truck Series wins. Even his Xfinity Series wins. Watch those. I watched the Hendrick Motorsports press conference. I watched his interview on the Junior Download again. Big fan.
I would like to make the statement.
Okay.
Without me, Connor is not doing what he's doing right now. in terms of watching Kyle Larson stuff?
I think since it was mid-break, you weren't really as into NASCAR as you are right now. It was mid-break when that happened, so I hadn't gotten your philosophy of the driver, not the car, so I think I would have done it anyway.
You mean when Kyle Larson said the N-word?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't into it at that point.
I know you were, but not as much as now.
When the break started, I probably didn't know as much as I do now, but I was still watching. Like, this, I would watch every race now. Yeah.
I think, in a way, maybe, but I don't think so, because I think I misjudged how much I liked Kyle Larson. I think I misjudged that. Yeah.
I'm always Stenhouse, a big driver guy. Like, you like the driver. Stenhouse, I don't care what car you are.
Stenhouse was fun to watch in some races this year.
Ricky Stenhouse. Ricky Stenhouse. Ricky Spinhouse.
Yeah. Wrecking Kyle. Oh, I don't know what I'm about to say. I was going to say wrecking Eric Almirola and nearly winning at the Talladega race.
That would have been fun. Ryan Blaney. Wrecking Eric Almirola and Eric Jones. A lot of people to win.
Yeah, John Hunter Nemechek. By the way, John Hunter Nemechek basically saying, oh, I'm too good for front row. I'm going to go to Spire is one of the stupidest things of the year.
You should go to Trackhouse.
I mean, does he have anything to do with Toyota? I don't know.
Trackhouse is Chevy, but nice try.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Trackhouse is RCR aligned.
Exposed. Yeah, you're right. Like, I forgot.
Heavily.
I didn't know
that. That should be like a third RCR car, kind of.
Let's get into the conversation about the championship hunt. So, you and me in the first draft of this episode, which this one's going so much better.
It really is, man.
We're talking about how many championships.
I haven't sworn yet.
How many championships Chase Elliott could theoretically win? You said a freaking 11.
I did say that.
Which in your opinion means that he's going to be the no doubt greatest NASCAR driver to ever race. Period.
I like Chase Elliott.
Okay. For me, I think the conservative guess is 4.
No, that's that's the low guess. I think I guess that is conservative.
I said conservative.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's conservative.
My prediction. Okay, the lowest low 4. The low is 4. No. Yeah. That's the lowest. The high
and 11
is 11. What I think he's going to get is 8.
Okay. So he's no matter what, you know he's going to be the greatest driver that's ever raced in NASCAR. Okay.
I think you can debate that. I think greatest and – wait, are we talking greatest or bad? Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson fan club. Hell yeah.
I like how you like every player in the Vikings, but your name is Dalvin Cook Hate Club.
Because I'm up 80 in fantasy, and then in the other league, my other league. Well, I'm going to win in one league, and then the other league, I need Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen to have a good game. Actually, I have Justin Jefferson in both leagues, but Justin Jefferson on the bench in one, so I wanted to, yeah.
Man, the bio and this of this episode is going to be Connor and Anthony discuss
Justin Jefferson.
The Vikings versus Bears game and the Phoenix race.
With some NASCAR mixed in.
Yeah, with some NASCAR mixed in. I nearly said Phoenix Racing, which, don't go back there. Kurt Busch, not a fan of that situation.
I don't get it. Okay.
He raced for a company called Phoenix Raceway, or Phoenix Racing.
Was that the 51 car?
Yeah. You want to tell you the numbers that Kurt Busch ran?
Do you want to know something, George? Did you want to know something before that?
Sure.
I spent half an hour about a month ago trying to figure out what team that was. I looked it up everywhere. Like, I could not find what team it was. Was that actually a competitive race car or not?
No, but he made it a top 10 car. He made it like not a top 10 car every week, but high end.
What team would you compare that team to now?
Front row, probably. But more dysfunctional.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because that team didn't last much longer after that, if any. But Kurt Busch is one of the most talented drivers of all time and really just makes anything.
Ryan Blaney is more talented.
Here are the he's joking, by the way, people. These are the numbers. These are the numbers that Kurt Busch has ran in his career. Ready for this? 97, 2, 22, 51, 78, 1, 41. I think that's it.
16.
Really?
No. Maybe. No. I just threw out a number, so.
Possibly. But I think it's seven. And he's been competitive in all those rides for so many years. So good for Kurt Busch. Shout out, Kurt Busch. Who would have thought? He had a good run. He came like top 10. But speaking of Kurt Busch and good runs and Chase Elliott Championship and 11 championships, according to Anthony Sokolman.
Close enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to try. That's why I call you Anthony. Because I don't – it's complicated. Mm-hmm. It sounds like – this is not offensive. This no, is not trying to be offensive, but it sounds like a type of reptilian.
Sakuman does?
Yeah, or like a grass-type Pokemon.
Okay, I can
which
see
is
that.
Cool.
I can see that.
Grass type's my favorite type. So yeah, let's actually talk about the thing I've been hinting at for the past 10 minutes. We're gonna go by every single major team and give the high and the low of how many championships they could win. Starting with William Byron. I think the high is zero and I think the low is zero.
I think the high is one and the low is zero.
Alex Bowman, this is interesting.
The high is two and the low is zero.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll say the high is three, just because he's racing in the 48 car.
I will.
Which is not the 48 car, so never mind. Two, I agree with you. Two and zero. Kyle Larson.
Three, one. No, I'll give 4-1. 4-1.
One and five.
You think one is the high and five is the low?
No. I think one is the low and five is okay, the high. Cheese Elliott, you've already said it. You think he's in
11-4. Let's move on.
Kurt Busch, one and zero. Because if he leaves and goes to like a better car one day, I don't know. Doubt.
No, one. He already has one. One is the high.
When is the high? Another one.
Oh, no. 0-0. He's not getting another one.
0-0. Ross Chastain.
0-0.
Zero is the lowest. High is one. Because I think he's really talented.
I think 0.
But he's got to leave. He's got to leave Chip. Ganassi. Because if Kyle Larson can't win a championship in that car, I don't think anybody can. Let's go. Give me a team.
Stewart Haas Racing.
Okay. Kevin Harvick. 2-1.
3-1.
Ha, ha.
Not three more. Three total.
What?
Are we? So wait, am I saying he's going to win three? He's going to win three more? Because I think he can win three total.
Three more.
Okay, so 2-1. So 2-0. No.
I agree. 2-1 or two? One,
I think the low is zero. I don't think he's guaranteed to win one.
I think he's going to win one next year. Here's my bold prediction for next year. Ready?
Yeah.
He breaks or ties Jeff Gordon's minor record of 13 wins in a season.
Ryan Blaney.
What do you think about
Ryan
that? Blaney will do it. What do you think about that for real, though?
I think he gets seven.
Seven. Cole Custer, 0-0.
0-1. One, whatever. I think he's got a shot.
Very high in Cole Custer.
No,
are you?
Not at all.
Eric Almirola.
0-0. No chance.
0-0. He did come fifth in the points in 2018.
Well, he's not going to get any higher than that. You know who finished ninth in points
Chase
this year?
Who finished ninth? Yeah. Almirola. that's funny.
No, that's serious. You can look it up.
I know, you're right. I know, but it's just funny that he got eliminated in the round of 16.
He ran really well in the playoffs. He ran well after that first round. He was consistent.
Yeah. Chase Briscoe, 0-2.
I agree.
I like Chase Briscoe a lot. Although he did purposely spin, in my estimation, at Phoenix to give himself a chance to win. In my estimation.
I was going to say
Penske,
something, but that
Ryan
was really
Blaney.
Dark, so I didn't.
Yeah, don't go there. I know exactly where you want to go. Don't.
No, I wasn't going to make like a joke about it. I was just going to like mention it.
Ryan Blaney. 4-11
3-1
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. 2-1 just because he's only won 4 races, right?
This is his breakout year next year. I see at least 3 wins coming his way.
Okay, I can see it. Logano, 2-2 I think it was 2 more exactly.
So you think the highest 2 and the lowest 2?
Yeah. I think he wins 2.
1.5, 0
Rakislowski.
2-1
0-0 I think he's done.
Actually, depends on what team he goes to. 1-0
What? I just think he's too old. I think he's sort of. Yeah. I don't think he's past his prime.
How long do horses live? Hold on a second. How long do horses live?
I just got that.
Looks like a horse.
I'm going to say 20 years.
25 to 30 years. Oh, he's a goner. He's a goner.
Yeah, he's done. He's already dead. Speaking of nearly dead, Ryan Newman.
I get it? Because we thought he died. 0 0
What? You can say 11?
16
Connor. Connor. What?
Am I taller?
Yes.
Or shorter than Brad Keselowski?
I'm assuming since you asked the question, you would not say you were. You would not bring it up just to say you're shorter. So
I am taller. 1 inch taller than Brad Keselowski. Is 5'10" I did not know that.
Which means you're 5 inches taller than Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick is short.
Chris Buescher.
0-0
0-0 Unless he goes somewhere, because I think he's pretty good.
0-0
Yeah, I'm not gonna say he's gonna win a championship.
He's nothing good.
He did win the Xfinity Series championship.
Connor, am I taller than than Ryan Blaney?
Shorter.
Ryan Blaney is 5'7" What in the world?
Maybe that's why
I'm taller than the dude. Wait, what?
that's funny.
How tall is Tyler Reddick? You know, 2 inches taller than Tyler Reddick.
Who's
the 5'5"? You know, 2 inches taller than Tyler Reddick. I gotta stop complaining. I gotta stop talking.
What's the other big team? I can't remember their name. There's another one. Oh, yeah, Jocus Racing.
They ran Toyotas.
Christopher Bell.
0-0
What? 1.
Fine, like 0-1 I'll tell you it. I'm going to make Christopher Bell guy.
1 or 4
Oh, my gosh.
Because his talent is on another level of, like, half, like, 9.
Hey, you're fine. 1-1 He'll win 1.
I think his chance to win 4. He's unreal. But he didn't have a great rookie year, but he's not used to driving things that have that much horse or that much downforce. So we'll see what he does soon. Kyle Busch.
0-0
2-0 I'm going to say 1 or 3 I mean, he's only 36.
I think there's a really significant chance he doesn't win another one.
Martin Truex Jr., speaking of not winning another one, 0-0 1-0 Cole Pearn, I think, was 92% of the reason he wins so much. He wins
about 75%. I wouldn't say 92. 92 is a big success. Also, where are you getting 92 from?
I don't know. It's just my default number, you know. Denny Hamlin, 1-0
1-0 Dude sucks.
Bubba Wallace, 0-1
0-2
Ooh. I like it. Yeah, I like how you give Bubba Wallace 2 and you also give Kyle Busch 2. Or no, you only get Kyle Busch 1.
No, I think you win 2 more.
Okay, good. I like also how all the championships you've given out don't even get close to equaling how many Chase Elliott is going to win according to you.
11.
any other teams? I guess Suarez, if Trackhouse 0-0 is any good. Yeah, I agree. Let's look into the Xfinity pool. Austin Cindric.
4-1
3 4. Wow! Well, you think he's going to win? You think he's won 15 road courses?
Him and his bald head. That's an old, he's chilling.
That's an old take. He does look like the generic option on a NASCAR video game. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. According to you, he's going to win more championships than Kyle Larson. For me, Cindric, one two around that. He's going to be a high end version of AJ Allmendinger, a very high end Allmendinger. Justin Haley, I don't know where he's going to drive.
1-0.
0-0. He wasn't that good in the finish race.
1-0.
I will say that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
You are.
Ryan Preece.
0-1.
4-11. Haha. Any other Xfinity Series guys that are any good? Not really.
Timmy Hill sometimes.
0-0. Harrison Burton. Actually, Harrison Burton, though, not even going to lie, he could get, the 18 if Kyle Busch retired, or Hamlin, the 11, or Truex, the 19. I like 0-1. That. 0-2. I guess Brandon Jones is a thing. 0-0, though.
0-0. No, 0-1. I'll get Brandon Jones.
I think we've gotten every single big driver out of the way. I believe. Oh, let's get to Tyler Reddick, because I like Tyler Reddick.
0-1. 0-2.
0-2.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a lot.
What?
Dalvin Cook catches the screen. Dalvin Cook catches the screen, and he runs about 9 yards.
Okay, we're finally to our final game. Thank you for listening to that segment. Enthralling action.
And then I'm going to go eat dinner.
We're here to NASCAR wins by number. So we're going to go to the top 10. We're going to go from 10 to first because we're not lunatics. And Anthony's going to tell me from 10th to first, what number had the most all-time wins? Who is number 10?
On the NASCAR 10? All-time wins list.
By number. So the car number.
Oh.
Because car number. Car numbers are back in the news lately with the 5 and the 48 and the whatever Cindric's going to run.
Can I get the number of wins the car has?
Yeah. Who is number 10? No, you don't have to tell me the exact number of wins. You just tell
me. No, but you have to tell me the exact number of wins. I want to know.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you the number of wins.
Okay, so what is it?
I see the game. Okay. 76 wins.
Can I ask one question?
It's 10th all time. No, it's not the 12th.
Was gonna be. Is this number currently being ran in NASCAR?
I'll give you three lifelines. Here, let's restart. I'll give you three lifelines knowing that.
So I don't get that one. My time is one of my three.
No, but you know now. It's going to be, is the number still active? Is the driver that has the most wins in the car still active? Or what's another one? Does it run for the big four, which is Hendrick, Penske?
Okay, that's fine.
Haas. Okay, and so. JJ. So, number 10, you know
76 wins? Okay. Yes. So, and it currently is being run. Okay, so this is difficult.
I like this game.
I'm just trying to think about some historic numbers that have been good. The 88's been around for a while. The 18's been around for a while. Those are all possibilities. I know the 11 has more. I know the 24 has more. I know that I don't know about.
Pause. Has anyone besides Kyle Busch ran the 18? Probably. Yeah, it's possible.
Probably. Are you trying to turn me off right now?
I don't know. No, I'm not trying to send you off. He's not in the list. The 18 is not in the list. I'll tell you right
now. I'm gonna say the 88. Maybe I'm gonna limb.
Boom!
You are correct.
You see that?
Okay.
Yeah, I see that. Tied at number 10.
Also 76?
76 wins as well. Yes.
Okay, so it's not the 18.
And the three lifelines are the life is this number still active? I'm gonna go on the left.
My instincts are going to tell me that. Not knowing if it's active or not is really difficult. Okay. I'm going to assume it's not active because I feel like there's going to be more of those that aren't active than are active. No, maybe not. No, but I'm going to say it's not active. Okay, so what car number is good? Who ran certain numbers? Okay, wait.
Don't know if that strategy didn't get anywhere. What car number is good?
Didn't Davey Allison? What number with Davey Allison? I'm trying to think of like greats. Davey Allison, yeah.
What number was Davey Allison? Do I get to tell you that?
I don't know.
He was the 28 car.
I don't know. You just did.
I guess
I can. I feel like the 28 is an option.
Yeah, I told you.
43 obviously is not an option. The 3 isn't an option. The 2 is an option, but that's not active. But I don't know if it's active or not. Hold on a second. I'm gonna go with the 2.
It is not the 2. You said it.
Oh my god!
Number 9 on the list, 81 wins. Big jump from 76.
Who has the most wins?
Oh, by the way, the people that ran the 88, I'm going to read them. The people that ran the 88 were Dale Jarrett, Darrell Waltrip, Bobby Allison, Buck Baker, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and
is the driver – wait, who is the driver that has the most – what's the lifeline?
We'll do that because that's a better lifeline than is the driver still active because we'll do that. Let's see.
I hope it's someone active.
Okay. Fireball Roberts is the all-time winner.
In this car? Okay.
Yes. It's very ironic how Fireball Roberts died.
Fireball Roberts. I'm just trying to remember what car he was.
Rest in peace, man.
22. Boom.
Yes. Good job. The number 8 on the list with 83 wins. Oh, by the way, the 22 was won in by Bobby Allison, Red Byron, and Fireball Roberts.
Okay, let's think of other.
Oh, wow. Roger Penske won the one as well in the 22.
Okay, I'm thinking about this. Robert Penske. What are other important numbers? No, I'm just thinking out loud. The 48 will be there, but not yet. How many does this one have? How many does this one have?
What? This one has 83 wins. Okay.
Someone had to have had the 48 before and won a race. I just feel like that has to be because the 21 is also up there somewhere. It has to be. The 24 is going to be up there somewhere.
By the way, these don't list every single driver that's ever won.
43 is going to be up there. I know the 11's first. I've seen this. The 11's first. Can I scratch that off? Okay.
Yeah, you can. The people that won in the 11 were Kelly Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip, Ned Jarrett, Junior Johnson, Bill Elliott, Terry Labonte, and.
Actually, wait. Okay, so if the 11. Okay, can I cross off the 43 being second, too? Because I'm almost positive that's right.
Can you.
I'm just trying to think backwards.
Can you not? No. Yeah, but we're not psychopaths. Okay. But yes, you're right. Richard Petty, and then the other guy. I forget his name. Eric Amarola.
Okay, so the 3 is going to be there too. And the 2 is going to be there.
And
24, 21.
Also wanted to. And no, I'm not letting you get the number three on the list.
I think I know who it is.
Let's go down for now.
I'm just gonna say the nine. I don't know why.
No, yeah, you flip it upside down. I was right. Okay,
flip it upside down. Yeah. Mark Martin, David Pearson, Cotton Owens, Buddy Baker, Herb Thomas, and Bobby Allison, as well as David Reagan.
Yeah.
The four. Oh. The seventh car on the list with 86 wins.
48. Half because you kind of said it, and half because I knew like it wasn't going to be. Like, I knew there wasn't, like, a big famous person in the 48, but I knew there had to be someone that has won a race in it, so I was going to go with that anyway.
Jimmie Johnson's won 83 of the 86 times. The other three are just nobodies that I don't remember, except for one of them won while it was – no, I don't remember. The sixth car on the list.
How many wins?
What?
How many wins does the car have?
What? Not 20. 19 or 92. Oh, I think it's 20. I think it's 20 wins, 92. Question mark?
Okay, so I'm just going to list off, like, the numbers I think are going to be on here. I think the 24 is going to be there. I feel like the 2 is going to be there. I think I guessed the 2 a little bit early. The 3 will be there. The 24 will be there.
You already said 24.
Okay, so wait. 2, 3. How many do I have left? I got the first two, so I have... 6, 5, 4, 3.
Yeah, 2, 3, and I'm not
so
telling. I'm not
I think it's a
right,
mixture of the 2, the 3, the 24, and the 21. That's what I think it is. Jeff Gordon has 93 wins.
This is a good game. You need to up this. You need
Jeff
to try
Gordon
to up this.
Jeff Gordon has 93 wins. So it cannot be 92 because he only raced in 24.
Does Gordon not have 93 wins?
No, he has 93, so it can't be Jeff Gordon. It could be the 2. It could be the 3. Or it could be the 21.
Also, remember,
correct.
Byron won.
Correct.
In the 24 as well.
Which means it still can't be 92.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Because I forgot that Byron
won.
Okay,
so David Pearson ran the 21. And Kelly Arbor also ran the 21. Both of them are pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
And I feel like the 2 and the 3. Khalil Mack just got an interception. Casually. And he chucked Kirk Cousins.
Oddly enough, that's not the weirdest defensive line I'm going to get a pick this week. Jason Pierre-Paul with 3 fingers.
We're going to go 21. I'm really good at this
game.
Yes,
you're correct. With 92 wins. Yeah, you are. But it's a fun game, too. One of the most iconic numbers in NASCAR history. You got let's see, David
Adam Thielen
dropped
the ball
Cole,
right
or Kelly Arbor, Dale Jarrett, Curtis Turner, Glenn Wood, Buddy Baker, and Tim Flock.
All right, number 5.
What's 5th on the list? Yeah, with 90. I'm not gonna tell you how many because it's getting to a point where you're gonna know.
That's not helpful. Here's the thing. I feel like the only reason you're not going to tell me is because it's 94. So I'm going to go with the 24.
You're correct. But on here, it's the 93 because Byron hadn't won yet. But I'll still give you the point. That's of course.
No, I said the 90. I meant to say 24. But yeah, you know what I mean. You said that because you knew. I knew your logic.
Yeah, because I was about to say 93 wins.
Okay, so I'm between the 2 and the 3 now.
And I will tell you, there is a 4 race difference between these.
The number 3 car.
Long pole.
No, let me finish my sentence.
Incorrect. What did you say that for?
I was thinking.
You're incorrect. I give you no points. The number 2 car, 95 wins, Rusty Wallace, Brad Keselowski, Bobby Allison, Dale Earnhardt, David Pearson, Herb Thomas. And of course, number three is number three.
Dale Earnhardt,
Junior Johnson, David Pearson, Buck, the Buck duo, Buddy Baker, and of course, Austin Dillon has now won thrice in the three car. Just for bonuses, what are the wins of the 43 and the 11? How many wins do they each have? Because you've already gotten them right.
Okay. Richard Petty did not win all of his races in the 43. I know that. It's not over 200. But I just don't know how many were won. There were. In the car. Almirola has one. I feel like there's got to be more than that.
Mm-hmm. There is another guy who has one.
There's got to be a guy.
And I said it.
Okay, so the Bears have 7 points right now. And the Vikings have 7 points right now. And 200 minus 7
so they have.
Is 193.
Incorrect.
You didn't let me finish my
great
sentence.
Great logic. You guessed again. Okay, here's a hint. Here's advice. When you're giving an answer, don't give the answer.
You have to let me say final answer on this next one.
Okay, number 11. How many wins does the 11 have all time? And don't use Vikings Bears logic.
It's over 200 wins.
Because that's not going to get you anywhere.
The Bears just scored a field goal. That's 3 points. It's the 11 car.
The 11, Ned Jarrett, Darrell Walker, Gordon.
It's the 11 car.
But Terry Bunny. I'll be out.
200 wins plus 11 plus 3 of the Bears. I'm going to go 214.
Oh, you're four off.
You know what?
It's 218. Yeah. Was that your final answer? Man, yelling at you's got my throat.
Don't sneeze.
Hold twirl. I'm not going to sneeze. I'm fine.
Tune in for me to bash Instagram and why they're changing their app so much and how much I hate it.
We both agree on that. We might not agree on the fact that Chase Elliott's going to win 11 championships.
Chase Elliott's going to win 11 championships.
That Instagram's new. We can agree on the fact that the new Instagram format is as bad.
Connor, do you think Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen will combine for 6 more fantasy points?
I do. Thank you all for watching. Tune in next week.
Me too.
Or at some point, I got a lot of people coming over to my.
Oh, and house Chicago for Thanksgiving. Defense. I didn't think about that.
Lions are probably going to lose on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know who we play. But it's a yearly tradition at this point. We're going to do an award show. Let's go. I'm going to break down some of the categories to get you ready for it. Some of the awards are Driver of the Year, Surprising Driver of the Year, Most Deserved Win, Most Unlucky Driver, Best Paint Scheme Award.
Whoa, hold on.
Most
we got
disappointing
news.
Driver of the
we
world.
Got news. We got news. We got news.
Big news.
Glad we kept it on here, boys. We got news. Connor,
it better not be a
news.
Joke. It's a joke.
We have news.
What did Ryan Blaney do?
We have news.
Break the news down.
Are you ready? Jeff Gluck's poll. Is that news? But it's kind of interesting. Jeff Gluck's poll says, was the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series a good season? What do you think the poll... What do you think the poll like ratio is? Yes, no.
I think it's 75 yes, 20 no, or 25
how you
no.
Judge again. Is that your final answer? This is how you judge again, people.
Yes.
80-20.
It was a great season, but people are gonna complain about it. Anyway. We get saddest moment, funniest moment, best rec award. All sorts of
NASCAR tweeted, what's something that feels like racing but isn't racing?
This package! Oh, it's such a good
550
comment.
Package.
That's such incredible. A good comment. I nearly tweeted. I nearly retweeted that. I was so close to retweeting that. It was one of the funniest, one of the biggest laughs of 2020 I've seen. It was real. That's quality awesome. Comment. But yeah, thank you everybody for watching. I've said that 20 times, but it's true. We do get a lot of people listening to this, which is surprising to hear people that talk about football, talk about NASCAR, you know? Literally, we talked about football more than we talked about NASCAR. We didn't. And Anthony didn't fall out of his chair this time.
So. I didn't cuss.
This is a really good episode. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening. There is no a way to watch this.
You don't have your face camera?
Listening only podcast.
No. Well, dang it.
No. You just...
I said dang it.
No, it's fine.
Is that bad? Can I not say that now? I was like, what's wrong with that?
It's fine. I don't say anything like that. I say crap. Crap's
you said frickin' earlier. I think frickin's worse than dang it.
Okay, frickin', yeah, okay, I'll give you that. I say frickin' too, but I've grown up saying frickin' and crap. Those are very southern things. That dang is too, but I just don't say that. Thank you all for watching.